Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Our guest is Eric Stein, Vice President, Portfolio Manager at Eaton Vance Management in Boston. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
What did you take away from the Fed statement yesterday?
Well, it was a very boring meeting in terms of the statement. It was very vanilla. They basically didn't change it at all. A couple very small tweaks from the last minute, from the last statement in September, I should say. I do think they will make some changes at the upcoming meeting in December, though, when Chairman Bernanke has his press conference and has more chance to explain, you know, where the Fed is going with this open-ended quantitative easing.
Yeah, that's the 11th and 12th, and of course that'll be after the election. But before the fiscal cliff, he has to have that in mind, right?
He certainly does. So I think, you know, despite the fact the Fed is getting more active, more activist, and they didn't let the upcoming election stop them from doing that, the September meeting, given that we've seen a little bit of better data in the U.S., I think they took that with the election coming up now in less than 2 weeks to pause at this meeting. But also, you know, to the second part of your question on the fiscal cliff, I think part of the reason the Fed is trying to get aggressive, trying to have more and more monetary stimulus, even though the U.S. economy is still doing okay right now, is they see the fiscal cliff on the horizon. That's number one, a lot of uncertainty, and number two, it won't be good for growth for next year. No one knows exactly how bad it will be for growth, but it really can't be good for growth. So I certainly think that's on the forefront of Bernanke's mind.
Well, the Congressional Budget Office had a pretty dire estimate.
Yes, so, I mean, you know, there have been estimates of, you know, 4 or 5, you know, even 5.5-6%. But, you know, that's if everything happens. You know, it's our view at Eaton Vance that not everything that's in the so-called fiscal cliff will happen. I think the negotiations will get very messy. Things will go down to the wire. Similar to what they did with the debt ceiling debate last August. The can may get kicked from this year into the beginning of 2013, and a lot's going to depend on the makeup of the election. But I don't think everything, I don't think all the tax increases that are scheduled to happen will go up. All the spending cuts as part of the sequestration will actually happen. So there's going to be a hit to demand, but there's going to be a hit to uncertainty, but it probably won't be as bad as the most extreme of all the particular forecasts.
Well, that aside, how does the economy look to you folks at Eaton Vance? I mean, if you're a glass half full kind of person, auto sales are up, home prices are up, jobless claims, our economists in our survey say, are going to come in lower this morning.
Yeah, you know, our view at Eaton Vance is that, you know, the U.S. is in a muddle-through economic recovery. You know, we really like the work of Rogoff and Reinhart, you know, the authors of This Time is Different. And effectively, after a financial crisis, particularly one where there's a housing-related crisis, growth is going to be slow. And that's what we've seen in this recovery, and we think that's what we're going to see going forward. You know, the U.S. economy is in kind of fits and starts. Certainly, some things, as you mentioned, are strong. Housing is looking better. Consumers looking okay. Business investment that had led the recovery in the first couple years is now looking a little worse. But by and large, we're still in a world of deleveraging here in the U.S., so growth is going to be slower. We actually think there's a lot more opportunities in the emerging world. I know a lot of times recently people have liked to knock the emerging world, but we think there's lots of opportunities to invest in the emerging world and outside of the U.S.
Yeah, specifically?
Specifically, you know, we like countries like Malaysia, Korea, Philippines, Sri Lanka, so some of your more classic emerging markets, and some of your smaller emerging markets, even countries like Sri Lanka. So, you know, in our Eaton Vance Global Macro Strategy, we're looking for the best investment opportunities around the world, long and short, and, you know, we think there's lots of great opportunities outside of the U.S. as well.
In sovereign debt?
Yeah, in sovereign debt and foreign currencies. And, you know, in particular, you know, I think what's going to be a big impact out of this election is the pace of the U.S. dollar and what happens depending on if Obama or Romney wins. And that's kind of broad dollar policy. We can get into that if you want. But I think, by and large, you're seeing better fundamentals in some of these countries. And if you buy their sovereign debt, you're getting higher yields and currencies that should appreciate. You know, another one of the themes we have at Eaton Vance is the theme of financial repression, the theme of artificially low interest rates that are going to be here for as far as the eye can see. And in a world of financial repression, if you're an investor, you don't want to be investing where there's really low rates and where the central bank's trying to hurt the currency. You want to be investing where rates are at least okay and there's currencies with the potential to appreciate.
Eric Stein, Vice President, Portfolio Manager at Eaton Vance Management, on the line from Boston.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.